Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast, and I'm Drew Doherty. On Thursday, the Texans practiced outside at the Methodist Training Center, and they welcomed rookie linebacker Brian Cushing back to the fold. Mario Williams was out. Head coach Gary Kubiak spoke about that and more after practice.
Practice, Brian's back. He took everything he normally does, so he's fine. See who else. Molden practiced yesterday, so other than that, we're okay.
How's Mario?
He's getting better. Obviously, we don't practice on Wednesday or Thursday. There's a concern there, but we'll see tomorrow. I feel good about it, but I would like to see him take a little bit today. So we'll see. We'll see where he's at tomorrow. Like I said, he can play without the practice reps, so that doesn't concern me. Just want to make sure he's ready to go.
Brian Dean, what's up?
Cush, yeah, he was fine. He took all his reps. He seemed to be fine to me. So he actually came over here yesterday evening and met with the coaches, so caught up on yesterday. So other than missing just the time on the field yesterday, he's fine.
What does that tell you about him? He's sick, but he gets over here anyway and gets with you guys.
Oh, I wouldn't expect anything different from him, Mark. I mean, he's all ball. And it gets to be an art in this league, to be honest with you, because guys are wore down and you play so many games. And, there are going to be times when you need to give a guy a day here or there. Of course, he, had to, not feeling well, but you got to stay in it mentally so that you can still be the same player on Sunday that you normally are throughout the week. So, something that's a challenge for him this week is a challenge for Mario, too.
I didn't hear anybody else pop up with the flu, or are you?
Oh, no, we're good. Everybody's fine. All the guys have been back. And, of course, Kush was the guy yesterday, but he's back today, so we're fine.
Eric, is it more difficult to prepare for NFC teams because you see them once every 4 years?
I don't know. I mean, preparation is preparation. You go through the same stuff. We follow each other around this league. Being just 32 teams, you're always studying teams in the off season and what's going on. Sometimes you may hit them by scheduling, sometimes more often than not, but it's just the way it goes. But we played them in a preseason a few years ago. Of course, they've had a change in coordinator, defensive coordinator, but a lot of things still the same.
There's no perceptible difference between the AFC and the NFC these days, is it? You can't refer to specific to NFC teams anymore, right? There's a time I think we could.
I think every team's different. I think there's, in this league right now, there's probably more different brands of football going on than there have been in the past. There's a lot more wide open teams. There's a lot more hybrid defensive teams. So, from that standpoint, it's changed quite a bit in the last couple of years.
It's certainly not divided up by conference.
I don't really know what you're asking me there.
There was a time we thought NFC, there was an NFC style of football. I don't think it exists anymore.
Yeah, there was a time I guess they thought it was more physical and that type of stuff. But this team's throwing the ball all over the place. So I think that's why it's spread around the league.
Have you gotten a feel for Henry and what he might present?
Yeah, I mean, he's done good. The good news is I know some of the language we're speaking is the same stuff he had with Dinger in Tennessee, so that helps him. He's obviously got some talent, and they're a team that had a lot of backs, so it's an opportunity for him here. We'll see how it goes.
Very many points in the second half of the last two games. Is there any way to get things going in the second half after a good first half? Is there anything you can do?
We obviously need to get more balanced. 2 weeks ago against Jacksonville, we weren't on the field very much. We had a good drive, and I hope I'm right here. We had a real good drive to start third quarter, end up kicking a field goal. I had six plays between there and 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and then had the drive that should have tied the football game. Last week, a different style of game. You're ahead. You're trying to run the football, but it's going to take a complete game. It's going to take the same effort we had on Tennessee for us to go down here and find a way to get it done. So our team knows it.
Coach, you talked about them being able to stretch the field and spread teams out. Mm-hmm. Do you have that capability to do that to teams too?
We've got some very good receivers and stuff. To be consistent in this league, you got to run the football. So that's something I'm committed to and what our team's committed to. So we've got the ability to put a lot of wideouts on the field if that's what you're asking me. So,
Coach, how would you describe the Arizona defense?
Very active. Like I said yesterday, the best player I've seen on film this year, defensive player in Dockett. They give you some problems, a lot of speed, a lot of pressures come get you. When they're at home, they're even better because they get off the ball so well, and you got noise problems. So, we'll see them at their best.
So the first-round pick, who leads the team in tackles through four games so far with 33, Brian Cushing, was back at it today, and he was glad to be back at it.
How ill were you, Brian?
No, I wasn't. You know, I was just precautionary. All tests came back negative. I'm fine.
Gary said he wasn't surprised. You were back up here yesterday trying to get ahead.
Yeah, no, I could have been here yesterday. I think it was just, you know, more precautionary for everyone just to stay back, you know, especially with everything that's been going around.
So you're not limited or weak or anything like that?
No, I'm fine. I was full go today. No problem.
So what do you think about getting ready for what they do and their skill people?
Well, I'm just going to prepare like I do every week, you know. I mean, we don't have to do anything really differently. You know, we have to play aggressive defense and we'll be fine.
How aggravating is it with all the hoopla that happens when you just get sick and suddenly there's this big...
Yeah, you know, I mean, I had a little cold, you know, but I guess it's a big deal, so I don't know. You know, I'm here today and that's all that matters.
Comes with fame and fortune.
I guess so.
Yeah. Given the fact that, you know, a couple of your teammates had been sick, I mean, when you first were feeling bad, were you going, oh, this isn't good?
Well, you know, I mean, no one ever really wants to be sick, but, you know, everyone does every once in a while, and, you know, I'm here today.
Were you scared at all?
Not at all. You know, I know how I'd react and how everything would turn out, so I'm all right. And
you know your own bodies, you know.
Right, exactly. You know, one day, that's it.
Thanks so much for listening to this Texans Today podcast, and make sure you stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston. Yeah.